Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
While the world was distracted by Russia's incursions into eastern Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin was quietly making a provocative move that could lead to a direct confrontation with the United States. The Russian Navy sent a ship to plant a flag on remote Wrangel Island, about 300 miles northwest of Point Hope, Alaska. They announced plans to build a base there for Russia's Pacific Fleet. The island has little economic value in itself, but it's hugely important because it's the closest land to a large part of the Arctic Ocean that is estimated to hold 25% of the world's recoverable oil and gas. According to a European reporter, Putin said he wants to expand Russia's presence in the Arctic, both militarily and economically. Now, this isn't the first time Russia has tried to claim territory in the Arctic. Russia claims that its recent flag planting on Wrangel Island was 90 years to the day from when Russians planted a Soviet flag there back in 1924. But brave American explorers had already reached Wrangel on August 12, 1881, and claimed that island for the United States 43 years earlier. Even though Russia's claim to Wrangel Island only dates to 1924, while America's claim dates to 1881, the U.S. government has shamefully failed to assert and defend our prior claim against Russia's more recent one. Indeed, our State Department on several occasions tried to surrender America's claim. In the 1970s, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger tried to give away Wrangel Island to the Soviet Union, and in 1990, Secretary of State James Baker made another attempt. But in the light of Russia's chronic misbehavior on the world stage, let's correct all our historic blunders by reviving America's historic claim to Wrangel Island and extend our jurisdiction over the riches of the Arctic Ocean.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach. author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
On the New World Order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be many America. Goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today is the 27th of December, 2014, and this is our last broadcast of 2014. Next week we will be, well, in a few days actually, we're going to be welcoming in a brand new year. And it's just amazing how fast these things fly by, and I'm sure 2015 will be no exception. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. You know, I want so desperately to say Happy New Year to you, but I think what I'm going to say instead is I want you to have a safe 2015, because I'm real worried about it.
Well, and safety can't be an obsession, however. Because the other side seems to be promising us safety all, you know, all over the place these days, and they're taking away our freedoms every step of the way to do that,
and making us sick too.
My definition of safety is getting government out of your life.
Yeah, bingo.
The more they seem to try to help us be safe, the more in peril we seem to become.
Absolutely. You know?
Don't do anything for us,
the planet,
guys.
Our health. Our children's educations, yeah, our food.
Yeah. Well, you know, just pick an arena, pick an area. You know, I bought a newspaper the other day, and don't really buy very many newspapers these days. And when I bought this newspaper, I realized why I don't buy them very often. You could almost read a newspaper through the newspaper. The thing was so thin. It's unbelievable how thin these things have gotten. But one thing that did catch my attention on the front page here, Nancy, is this. Sales below expectations. They say, this is an Associated Press article, despite an early start, sales data shows stores may once again have to rely on procrastinators to save the holiday season. Sales rose 1.8% from November through December 15th compared with the same period a year ago, according to payment technology company First Data Corporation. Now, the numbers are modest, considering that the National Retail Federation, the nation's largest retail trade group, expects sales for the entire season, November and December, to rise 4.1% to $616.9 billion. The slow growth also comes at a time when retailers try to do a number of things to jumpstart the season and encourage shoppers to spend. Some offered holiday discounts as early as Halloween, instead of waiting until the day after Thanksgiving, known as Black Friday. And more stores opened on Thanksgiving Day itself to offer people early enticements to spend. So, anyway, that's, you know, it goes on from there, but I thought that was quite interesting, and I've seen some subsequent articles.
There's an article up on the website governamerica.com. It's called 2014, The Year Propaganda Came of Age. And, you know, it talks about, you know, kind of the history of it in this country and, you know, the McCarthy era and so on and so forth. But, you know, and then now where we are today. And, you know, you and I have talked many times about, you know, whatever, you know, comes out of the mainstream media is simply garbage anymore. It is blatant social engineering. It is blatant manipulation. I read two articles, Darren, yesterday, one of which saying that, you know, Americans don't have any money because they don't save, and Americans have cancer, are being eaten alive, literally, with cancers because of our lifestyles. And, you know, both of those are simply balderdash lies.
Yeah.
Well, who can save, Darren?
There's, I'm sure, many, many reasons why cancers are being spread, but I'm sure probably Fukushima has nothing to do with it. I'm sure the
food,
the various other nuclear incidents around the world have nothing to do with it. And, of course, you mentioned the cancer thing. Yeah, I always tell people everyone has cancer. You know, it's cancerous cells are just a part of the body, you know, and your immune system is supposed to zap them. So when somebody is said to have gotten cancer, diagnosed with cancer, it's just simply a breakdown in the immune system. But why is the immune system breaking down today? Because we eat garbage, for the most part.
We eat garbage, and we take all of these drugs.
And we don't have adequate
Kill off our livers and kidneys.
Yeah, we don't have adequate nutrients in our systems to build up our systems.
Not.
So,
but,
I guess
you can almost look back. You know, when the microwave ovens came out, you know, God, my sister told me like 30 years ago, don't keep your microwave in your kitchen. Keep it in a closet. And do not use it to cook food. If you want to heat up your water, fine. But, you know, it kills your nutrients in your food. She knew this at least 30 years ago. No, you're right. We are so nutrient deficient. And, you know, you can tell, Darren, you're old enough to, I'm older than you, but you're old enough to know that food tastes so differently now than it did when both of us were kids.
Well, a lot of it isn't real.
Because it's changed, yeah. A lot of it is just simply processed
chemicals. Garbage.
It's not even food.
It's processed chemicals. And
exactly. And they're killing us.
There's a gentleman who gave a very interesting presentation. Maybe I'll dig that up and put it in the show notes. I started watching some of that the other night. He gave a very interesting presentation on fast food that I think was probably worth listening to. I'll see if I can find that and stick that in the show notes. But,
well,
you know, I hope
now,
you had...
there's another article that I posted, too. There has been a worldwide recall on many, 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 many vaccines because they contain rust. How do you get rust?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
In a vaccine.
Yeah,
they get
and,
passed through the FDA.
I saw a separate article this morning saying something about there's a lot of Michiganders here that are opting out of vaccines, and it's putting Michigan at risk because all the people have vaccine waivers.
Well, once again, you know, all of their crimes against humanity, all of their crimes against biological life, who do they blame? They blame us.
Yeah.
And then they tax us.
You can take that all back to the Industrial Revolution. Who were the drivers behind the Industrial Revolution? It was all the rich guys who now have foundations and are blaming us for all the pollution caused by the Industrial Revolution. Revolution, I should say.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know,
it's all our fault. It's all our fault that we drive cars.
It's your fault because you live.
It's
all
our
fault
that we eat genetically modified food.
You're not allowed to life. You're not allowed to live free. You're not allowed to breathe free air.
What's that great article title?
You're not allowed to do anything.
It's one of yours, Darren. one of your articles about be a good citizen and die.
I think it was save the planet, kill yourself.
Save the planet and kill yourself, exactly.
Yeah, and then that came from the Church of Euthanasia, by the way, that title. That's because that's their motto. These people are nuts. If you've never looked up the Church of Euthanasia, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if they're still online or not, but these people are absolutely insane. And anyway, we're up to the first break already. I'll tell you what, speaking of not being able to do anything, I got some things to cover here on the other side of the break. Yeah, they're at it again, ladies and gentlemen. The Scrooges are all out every step of the way. They don't want you to enjoy anything. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. By the way, the chat room is open, chat.governamerica.com. That's chat.governamerica.com. And this is Govern America here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay put.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep. Got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now
And we're back. This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website, and the chat is chat.governamerica.com. And Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the Christmas holiday. And, you know, I understand the pagan roots of Christmas. And I understand for that reason a lot of people don't celebrate it because they don't want to celebrate a pagan holiday. And, you know, my opinion on all that is pretty much that things are pretty much what you make it. You know, if you want it to be a pagan holiday, it'll be a pagan holiday. If you want it to have meaning, you know, where you celebrate the birth of Christ, then that's what it'll mean. You know, it's pretty much what you make of it is how it's going to be. And I guess my problem here is I see the other side attacking all of our traditions in this country. Everything that we have traditionally done, everything that we have traditionally held dear. And I see Christmas being under major attack because of it representing, at least for many, perhaps most, it's kind of the extension of the larger war on Christianity. And because of that, I'm more inclined to defend it. I'm more inclined to embrace it, because I think we're losing a lot of what we traditionally have held here in this country. The other side, comprised largely of cultural Marxists, whose whole purpose is to deconstruct society, tear it all down so that they can rebuild it into their own fashion. And make no mistake, their fashion is completely anything devoid of anything having to do with God. I see a major promotion in paganism, for that matter, a major promotion of Satanism all across this country. We're seeing satanic statues go up, satanic scenes go up in correlation with nativities in public places. You can't have a nativity on a Capitol or a courthouse step, but you can have a... You were telling me the other day, Nancy, about some kind of display that they had where they were they had a decapitated Jesus and they had replaced him with some sort of a pig's head. Now tell me, what religion can you do that to other than Christianity and get away with it? How is it okay to do that to Christianity and not to, you know, any other religion?
Well, can you imagine, you know, if somebody had done some type of a slurish, horrible thing like that to Islam? I mean, you know, the uproar in the United States,
any religion,
the uproar
pick one.
In Europe would have been, you know, unbelievable. And, you know, this gets a mention and, you know, nobody even cares.
And as far as Satanism goes, listen, I'm all for freedom of religion, but when it comes down to a religion that promotes the torture and sacrifice of animals and people to make your god, Satan, happy, I'm sorry, I've got a problem with that. You know, religion is fine as long as it doesn't lead to the victimization of other living things. When that happens, we've got a problem here. So, anyway.
And so what do? We erect statues to it in Washington, D.C.,
Yeah, and Hollywood is promoting this. The music entertainment industry is promoting it. So that right there tells you that it's being promoted in a major way from the top down. But the war on all of our freedoms goes forward in a major way. I mentioned earlier about the Scrooges in the federal government. You know, a couple of years ago, I remember talking about on this broadcast, Nancy, how the war on Christmas lights. You know, that's one of those things that I always enjoy seeing. Michelle and I went to the fairgrounds every year. The fairgrounds here in Jackson County does this huge light display.
Yeah, took my daughter and I one year.
Oh, we did? I didn't
even
remember.
Yes,
we
did. And it was absolutely huge fun.
Yeah,
it's wonderful to see all the lights.
It's gotten much, much bigger since then. I mean, I think, what was that, 5 years ago or something like that?
No, longer than that, Darren.
Well, it's huge. And you have to really go slow in order to appreciate it all. Well, that's one of those things that people enjoy. It's one of those things I enjoy. You know, just seeing, you know, a little mindless entertainment. It's not harming anything.
With your family. Yeah, exactly.
The other side has been fighting Christmas lights. I think part of it is because of the war on our traditions. But it's also because I think part of it is there's the CO2 Nazis out there that think that, oh, you know, we're burning unnecessary electricity, so we can't have that. We got to shut it down. And, you know, there was a campaign some years ago about Christmas lights being unsafe for the planet. Now we've got federal regulators getting involved, trying to regulate Christmas lights out of business. This just came out in the Washington Times. Christmas lights have become so affordable that even the humblest of homes are often lit, like the Star of Bethlehem. Federal bureaucrats are working to end this. They claim it will make us safer, but the facts don't back them up. It's not uncommon to find strings of mini lights priced at $1 for 100 lights, sometimes even less. To cure this excessive affordability, the feds are rushing to save Americans from mass holiday displays. They seem to believe that we are all like Clark Griswold, the bumbling father figure of the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, who nearly electrocutes himself, starts fires, falls from the roof, and short-circuits power to his whole neighborhood as he tries to create a home display that would outdo the Rockefeller Center. The Consumer Product Safety Commission these are the bureaucrats that are involved in this. They've created an example of regulate first and explain why later. In October, they proposed new regulations to outlaw strings of bulbs, lighted lawn figures, and similar items that would be declared as hazardous. The red tape deals with certifying wire sizes, fuses, tensile strength of all seasonal decorative lighting products. This includes Christmas tree lights, lighted wreaths, menorahs, outdoor strands, lawn figures of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, or Santa and Rudolph, or Frosty the Snowman, and yes, they're even including Kwanzaa too. CPSC is an equal opportunity Scrooge, they say. The agency estimates that their proposed regulations will impact 100 million items per year with a market value of $500 million. Of course, those items already are covered by safety regulations and also by industry standards and oversight. The Consumer Product Safety Commission admits that 3.6 million unsafe lights were recalled under existing safeguards in place since 1974. So what is the CPSC's justification for adding red tape to the red, blue, yellow, white, and other colored displays? They report 250 deaths from fires or electrocutions by Christmas lights. No, that's not 250 deaths per year. It's 250 deaths since 1980. They had to add together 33 years of statistics to misportray danger. That averages 7 deaths per year in our country of about 320 million people. The worst single year, CPSC reports, had 13 deaths, but most, 80% of those deaths, were back in the 1980s and 90s, and since then, deaths have declined annually. In 2013, there was only one single death attributed to fire or shock from Christmas lights. Just one death all year. That also was the average from 2008 through 2013, one death per year. That compares with an average of 13 per year from 1980 to 1993. The number has been declining ever since without needing burdensome new...
MUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at MUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Yeah, that's right. When I read, it's awful hard to watch the clock while I'm reading. Before the break, we were talking about the war on Christmas lights. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I thought it was worth pointing out in light of the fact that all of our everything that we've traditionally celebrated, everything we've traditionally done here in this country, is under a major attack. And it's not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. The political correct speech from every little area of our behavior, our society, it's being regulated and governed by a group of people who want to control everything you do. Whether it is
secularizing of, you know, this it is a religious holiday, and they won't allow it. You can't even say Christmas. You know, I got all of these emails from my college is saying, you know, happy holidays, happy holidays. The other thing I want to mention, Darren, is, ladies and gentlemen, I live in a very tiny town. You know, it's a college town. You go 8 blocks and you're through the town. On my street, which is 8 blocks long, there was one house, one, that put up any Christmas lights, but there were Christmas lights. They are the ones the government puts up on their streetlight poles.
Yeah, that'll end.
And they are the corporate entities in this town. The banks, the big assisted living corporation that is in my town, they had lights. The college had lights. So once again, what you're looking at is pretty much government and corporate. You know, they're still celebrating their holiday.
Well, I remember, but, you know, I remember in
nobody
Orwell.
Nobody else can afford.
In 1984 by George Orwell.
My father used to do big light displays and, you know, beautiful wreaths and roping. And who can afford that stuff anymore?
Well, I quit decorating the house when I got a $300 power bill. my father and I, father-in-law and I, had some, we used to have competitions about who could outdo each other. And we kind of got into it quite a bit. And then I got a $300 power bill one year, and that really cured me ever since. It just took the wind right out of my sails. But the point is that I can see, you know, a day where people can't decorate. I can see a day where cities and towns quit decorating.
I think we've got the article up that talks about the fact that they're claiming it is a safety hazard to have Christmas lights.
Yeah, and they make the right conclusion in this article. Let me just read you the last couple of paragraphs here. It says the CPSC, it's a it's the Product Safety Commission, would never admit it, but we're free to speculate on the true motive. You see, that is the part of the Obama administration's effort to reduce our use of electricity, lest global warming set the earth on fire. Holiday lights are major users of electricity. The CPSC's comment period closes on December 30th, and its proposed regulations could become effective a month later. So everybody enjoy Christmas lights this holiday season while you can. So I guess you're urged to go to the Consumer Product Safety Commission's website and make comments. You could probably do that. I'll see if I can find the link and put it in the show notes. You got a few days left on that and who knows? They probably, whether they listen to you or not, it's worth a try anyway. Tell them what you think. You know.
Well, and you know, the fact that, you know, no one has had decent raises in, 25 years. And, you know, they talk about wage stagnation, plus the fact that most people now have become part-time people. I'm one of those people. And there is an article up on Zero Hedge that says, we just enjoyed the last Christmas in America. And, you know, you're right, Darren. I mean, you can see this thing coming like a heart attack between the attack on the religion, between the attack on our incomes. You know, we're barely, you know, being able to... Everybody I know is struggling with grocery money, Darren.
You know what comes to mind? I had a friend ask me one time, you know, he said, you know, I don't really want to pay attention to all the stuff you pay attention to. He says, what's the point? He says, none of that affects my life. And I says, well, let me ask you something. Do you go to the bathroom? Well, of course. When you flush your toilet, does it flush right? Well, no, I got to flush it more than one. Well, all right, then it affects your life. You know, and I named off a few other things like that. And I says, then it affects your life. See, these things creep in, and people don't even realize the effects that all of this stuff has. It's sometimes subtle, sometimes not so subtle. But people tend to adapt in order to get by. They comply. They comply with the wishes of others that are forced upon them because they, you know, it seems to be kind of human nature to take the path of least resistance. And so the path of least resistance is to go along to get along. you know, we need a society that stands up and says, you know what? To hell with your regulations. To hell with all this stuff. We didn't ask for this, and we're not going to comply with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, because we're losing, ladies and gentlemen. We're losing it all.
We're all going to get hit between the eyes here.
These bureaucrats need to be run out of town on the rail.
Well, you know, as soon as you file your taxes and you have to start explaining why you don't have Obamacare, oh, you're going to get hit right between the eyes with reality then. It's going to affect you as soon as you, you know, file your taxes this year.
Yeah, and you can opt to pay the fine, but guess what? In a year or two, you won't be able to opt to pay the fine. They're going to be coming and knocking at your door, trying to arrest you and haul you off to prison.
Yeah, for committing a federal crime.
Tax crime.
Remember, this is a tax.
Here we see from the Washington Times, FAA fears drones left under Christmas tree could prove hazardous in the skies. Okay. Seems like a lot of these regulators are fearing a lot of things these days, aren't they? They say thousands more drones by Christmas afternoon will be in American skies, but the federal government fears operators of the increasingly small, cheap craft simply don't know what they're doing and could cause aerial catastrophes. Oh, we can't do anything now. Nancy, we got to fear everything. We got amateur drone operators in the skies. Oh, what are we going to do? We're all going to die. Where did we ever, how did we ever get by without regulating bureaucrats every step of the way, controlling everything we do?
Everything. Absolutely everything.
But hey, the stock market's up. It hit 18,000, you know, the Dow hit 18,000 for the first time. So everything should be happy.
Yeah, we had the biggest end of the year bonuses for bankers. It's done by that. There's your redistribution of wealth, folks.
Yep.
The bankers are doing great.
And as the federal regulators go after the average consumer, because that's what you folks are these days, you know, you're not people, you're consumers. That's all you are, you consumers out there.
And taxpayers.
We have communist Chinese continuing to buy up Michigan here. They're opening a wheel-making plant here in Michigan. Apparently, they're going to start hiring in mid-2015. MLive reports the Chinese company that plans to build 3 million aluminum wheels a year in the former United Solar Ovonic factories is starting from the ground up and won't start hiring production workers until mid-2015.
What do you figure, $8.59 an hour?
Probably so, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and you're lucky to get that because that's more than they're paid at home.
And that's
assuming they don't bring their people from home to fill those spots, you know, because certainly that's what they've been known to do in the past. Anyway, I would just take a time out here for a few minutes. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here, and we'll try to get things moving, step up the pace a little bit as time progresses. Stay with us. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall-Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
And we're back. This is Govern America, the website governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. We see Obama is now going after leaks in his administration. He is, you know, if somebody's out of work now, I guess you can apply for the insider threat job specialty opening that is there in the federal government. That is if you want to join the enemy. Nextgov.com says a New Year's goal of the federal office responsible for averting employee leaks. Did you know there was a federal office responsible for averting employee leaks, Nancy?
No, I certainly didn't.
They're making a career out of, they're making a career out of catching so-called insider threats. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is paranoia for you. We're supposed to, people are supposed to believe that we're the paranoid conspiracy crowd.
Well, and if they'll arrest their own, you think they won't come for you?
Of course. It is a delicate task to simultaneously guard hardworking federal personnel and expose the bad apples. And it takes different talents than those one would find in a counterintelligence analyst, human resources professional, or information security professional. the insider threat discipline melds all those disciplines. It's a privilege to work in that program, and the only reason that you are there is to help protect your colleagues, not to out them. Uh-huh. So we've got to professionalize that workforce of people who do this for a living, said Patricia Larson. I can't talk today, so I apologize, folks. I'm half asleep here. Co-director of the National Insider Threat Task Force. She says they have to view themselves as part of a community. Larson was speaking at a forum hosted by NextGov earlier this month. Background investigators, these people are not. Although the profession now has somewhat of a reputation problem, too. Well, gee, can you imagine that? So anyway, this is the federal government's efforts at going after any potential whistleblower, anybody that might actually expose a government for doing wrong, because the government increasingly is less and less transparent all the time. And anyway, moving along here, you had mentioned that they're getting ready to enforce Obamacare penalties. Jim Curry writes, thanks to the failures of the Republicans to kill the Affordable Care Act in 2010 and the U.S. Supreme Court's feckless Chief Justice John Roberts, Americans without Obamacare or approved alternatives to the ACA medical insurance coverage will be slammed with Internal Revenue Service penalties beginning in 2016, according to Red State on Thursday. Now that the November election cycle is a bad memory for President Obama and the Democratic Party, the enforcement of the so-called individual mandate appears to be safe for the political class, most of whom are exempt from the law's provisions. U.S. residents, including illegal aliens, according to the ever-changing law, must purchase health care insurance before February 15th of 2015. So that's just right around the corner. If they don't buy health care insurance, and they weren't able to get one of those presidential waivers so many of Barack Obama's supporters and contributors were given by executive decree, those without coverage can expect to be forking over even more money to the IRS tax man with penalties amounting to $325 per adult, or 2% of family income, whichever is higher. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas, and grab your ankles. You know, this is one thing I wanted to mention too. There are some alternatives for those who want to comply or need to comply to Obamacare, and one of the things that is interesting, there are some ministries that are one of the covered things that they mention in Obamacare are healthcare providing ministries. And right now I'm exploring some of that, and maybe in the coming days or weeks we'll talk a little bit more about healthcare providing ministries, because there are some things that actually kind of bypass the insurance companies, and they're kind of become somewhat of an insurance company all their own, although they don't operate like, you know, in other words, the payments. One of the things I was looking at last night, where people pay their payment, it actually goes to other people who are a part of the plan that have bills. And so it's kind of worth exploring some of the things, and so maybe we'll talk about that some in the coming days. Another trend that I see emerging, Nancy, is seems to be more and more doctors and some firms that have gone to posting prices for surgeries ahead of time on their website. So you'll know right from the get-go how much a surgery will cost if you need a surgery on your ankles or, you know, anything that you might need. They have a list of prices already there, and they're able to charge less because they don't deal with the system. You know, it's a competitive thing. So this could ultimately end up becoming a situation where people who are uninsured... Because, you know, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way this Obamacare thing could possibly work. The only way it's even going to pretend
to
work...
It's meant to eliminate
I don't think
healthcare.
It's meant to work either. I think you're right. I think the whole thing is meant to collapse.
Yep.
Because that's certainly what it's going to do. And at some point, people are not going to be able to get coverage. And when that happens, more than likely, the government will come in and nationalize everything, and they're going to have their single-payer system. And again, we say ordo ad cale, out of the crisis that they create the order, and it's called the Hegelian dialectic.
Yep.
But getting there, you know, and I don't want to get there, but that seems to be where we're headed. But people have got to be able to, you know, I mean, sometimes, you can avoid doctors, and I highly recommend that you do so, because doctors kill an awful lot of people.
Yep.
Pharmaceutical drugs kill an awful lot of people. And doctors either cut out a part of your anatomy or give you pharmaceutical drugs. Rarely do they actually cure anything. But that being said, once in a while, people do need doctors because they have emergencies that creep up that are unexpected, that have a very imminent and immediate threat to your life. And
Darren, with all the money that has gone into this joke of a medical system, I don't think that there have been any disease cures in close to 100 years.
Well, of course not. No, because doctors are all a part of the sickness industrial complex.
Yep.
You know, we have a sickness industrial complex in this country right now, and they have continued to build up diseases because if they ever cure anything, it dries up a revenue stream.
Yep.
In the meantime, speaking of Obamacare, we see the New York Times reports panel urges overhauling health care at end of life. Hey, you remember those death panels that, you know, didn't exist?
Guess what?
They exist.
Yep.
The country's system for handling end of life care is largely broken and should be overhauled at almost every level, a national panel concluded in a report released on Wednesday. The 21-member nonpartisan committee appointed by the Institute of Medicine, the independent research arm of the National Academy of Sciences, called for sweeping change. Now, anytime you see sweeping change, look out, ladies and gentlemen. They say the bottom line is that the healthcare system is poorly designed to meet the ends of patients near the end of life, said Dr. David Walker, a Republican and former United States Comptroller General who was a chairman of the panel. The current system is geared towards doing more, more, more. And that system, by definition, is not necessarily consistent with what the patients want and is also more costly. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The sweeping changes that we can expect probably won't be geared toward doing more, more, more. And,
nope.
You know, it reminds me of that Washington Times article. In fact, we have it up on the website in the Obamacare section, where Obama said that there's going to have to be a conversation between doctors and ethicists. Maybe we'll retouch upon that when we come back from the top of the hour break, and then we'll move on to other things. I also want to get into the Sony hack a little bit, because I see the villainization of North Korea creeping up, and I don't like what I'm seeing develop. Stay with us, folks. Hour number two is straight ahead here on Govern America on RBN. With finance-